every bar you walked into on a Friday night,
yep,
and your college campus had this, this was playing. The Cure. I love The Cure, man. I'm really,
like, over the years, grown to appreciate them more and more.
Keep it up, Steelman. Friday, I'm in love, buddy.
I don't care about you. It's Friday.
I love The Cure, man. You know what one of my favorite Cure songs is? It's almost an 8-minute song. Pictures of You. Awesome. Pictures of You.
How that sounds like Troy Rank.
Was is.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Smith and The Cure, he loves them, I guarantee
it. I guarantee it. Am I right?
You are right. I absolutely adore The Cure. I would think Mark would change Pictures of You to Selfies of Me.
Boom! Yeah. You know what? In today's age, today's age, we should redo the song.
I like that.
Selfies of Me.
I like Why Can't I Be You? That's probably my favorite Cure song, but. There's a number of that listen to. I probably have 20 on my phone right now.
Yeah, you and me both, man. They are absolutely awesome. Should the Broncos have been in, considering the cost, should they have been in on the Carson Wentz deal?
No. And I think in the NFL, you know this, it's about fit. It's about acquisition price. And there was one place that made a lot of sense for Carson Wentz, and that was with his former coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Frank Reich, to try to repair a broken quarterback. I mean, whether he's broken physically is a debate, but he was broken mentally last year. He was the worst starting quarterback in the league. I mean, the film was awful. But the Colts is a chance he could revive his career. I mean, he's gone from an MVP candidate in 17 to the worst starter in the league and benched last season. So I could have, if you saw it in a vacuum, you're like, wow, there's decent value, but the amount of money is awful. But I just don't believe that he could resurrect his career in Denver. Honestly, I'm not sure he could do it anywhere but Indianapolis. So they weren't in on him. It was like they were trying to be drawn in by the Philadelphia, if not media, some sources back there to try to up the price. But he wasn't worth a first-round pick. And it's bad news for Darnold, for the Jets, because I don't know that they can get a first-rounder for Darnold now that the Eagles could not get one for Wentz.
Yeah, I think the thing that was interesting to me is having done one of their games, yes, Carson Wentz, you're 100% right, was awful. But that whole team was awful. The O-line was awful. The receivers couldn't beat one-on-one coverage. They were awful. They couldn't get off press coverage. So there's some mitigating circumstances when it comes to how bad Carson Wentz was. And I thought Doug Peterson was as bad as anybody else because there was never an easy answer for Carson Wentz in anything they did. So, like, it's this perfect storm, and I tend to agree with you that Indy, but I looked at, like, is the place he can resurrect, but I looked at the third round value and thought to myself, for this year, you're only giving up a third round? That's pretty cheap for a guy, a guy that has performed like Carson Wentz has performed over the years.
Yeah, I mean, the contract, if he bounces back, is reasonable. You're on the hook for 2 years, $47 million. I mean, that's a reasonable amount. If he's a, top 15 quarterback in the league, the injuries spook me. If I would be a GM, injuries, just the way it all unraveled in Philly, just a lot of drama that is there, and he hasn't taken to hard coaching. Could he do it with a new coach? That's why I just think Frank Reich is the perfect place for him. And I'm rooting for him. I mean, when he was right, I mean, he was one of the most exciting quarterbacks in the league, but I just think the Broncos, it was right to pass on it because they're not really in a position to, have a project quarterback with new coordinator. Is he going to get along with the coordinator? Like, they can't keep swinging and missing at this position. In that case, there's money involved, too, on the swing and miss. It wouldn't be like a draft pick where you're not fully invested and can't get out of.
Visitor Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. If the Texans decide that they do want to trade Deshaun Watson and they want to get max value for him, do they have to do it before free agency or can they wait until right up until the draft?
Those are the two deadlines. I mean, as of now, their posture is they're not trading him. They're not taking calls on him. There's 20 to 25 teams that would have interest, including the Broncos. I mean, how many quarterback needy teams there are? There could be 15 new starting quarterbacks this year. So that list of teams interested will be long, but as of now, their posture is not to trade him. They're in a, you know, a stare down here. Would Watson have the gumption to sit out an entire season? We've seen that with Le'Veon Bell. We've seen players do it in recent memory. It's not common, but he's made $26 to $40 million over the last calendar year. I mean, he would have the resources to sit out if he chose to. But I would think they will get to a point and try to make this happen. My guess is they're going to try to hold on to him to the draft, is my guess, because they're just not moving in any with any urgency at all to do it before free agency. So that's where it could take a team like Denver out. They can't wait until the draft to find out if Watson's available. I just don't think they would have that luxury. They would have to. They could, but they're probably going to have to sign a veteran to compete with Locke to cover themselves. They can't go all in and hope to get Watson before the draft. I just don't see that as a realistic strategy.
Is there an asking price for Watson that is too rich for George Payton's blood?
Yeah, there will be. I don't know what that would be. I mean, he's a draft and development guy, so there's a point where you get to draft picks where, you know, if it's two ones, two twos, and two of your best young players, you know, would you – they don't – I mean, the Texans want young defensive players. That's where the trade match – I mean, there's a number of reasons it could make it difficult, but the Broncos don't have a bunch of young defensive players to give up. Draymond Jones would be in that category. There's not – I mean, who else, you know what I mean, like that the Texans would want as a young defensive player? So it would have to involve one of their young offensive players. Is there a line? I mean, you hear three ones. If it's four ones, I'm sure they would say probably we can't do that, you know. But I don't know. Again, this is such a unique circumstance with Watson. He's a unicorn in terms of if he's available in his prime, franchise quarterback, you would have under a friendly contract. These things never happen. So some of the normal blueprint we apply to this might go out the window. If they say, hey, you're close, just throw in another pick. At that point, would it really matter if you think you're going to get him? But I do think there would be some discipline there. Would that be the fourth first rounder? Would that be the second young defensive player? So it's three ones, one, two, and three. I mean, there's a line in there somewhere. I just don't know where it would be.
All right, last one. I got a Rockies question for you. Kyle Freeland came out yesterday and said that the Rockies should take on the attitude of shocking the world. All right, it's the time of the baseball calendar where hope springs eternal. So can you build a scenario where the Rockies do just that and shock the world?
I cannot. Their roster's just not good enough. I mean, the Dodgers just got an over-under of 103.5 wins. The Rockies are at 63. So 40 games fewer than the Dodgers over under. I mean, that just gives you an example of the talent disparity. The only way the Rockies can compete and stay relevant for a few months would be if their starting pitching just exceeds expectations. I love Kyle's mindset. I mean, what else would you expect him to be? You don't want him to be, you know, just absolutely Eeyore first day of spring training. We got no shot. I mean, this is the time to be optimistic because there's no games. None of them count. I covered a lot of Rockies teams like that, that the day the season started, they became irrelevant. Spring training was the fun time. So, I mean, could they exceed expectations and win 70-some games if their starting pitching's better? But I think they're going to trade Trevor Story during the season. And then you would look at a lineup that would be one of the worst in the big leagues that can't win games at Coors Field. That's why they always avoided 100 losses. They were able to outslug teams even when they were bad at Coors Field. That's not the case with this team, and it particularly won't be the case if and when they trade Trevor Story this summer.
Well, point of order, boys. Haven't they already shocked the world by giving away Nolan Arenado and money and in return getting nothing? I mean, isn't that already?
That was pretty shocking.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've already shocked the world once. Why can't it happen again?
Yeah. $51 million you pay to have your best player in franchise history go away. Just when you say that out loud, I can't imagine someone in the room wasn't like, wait, what?
And of the five prospects you got back, four weren't on a roster last year. They weren't on the roster last year.
And only one of them was in their top 10 of the Cardinals prospects. And he doesn't have a position.
All right, I'm not going to let you guys bring me down.
All right.
Shock the world, baby. Shock the world. Thank you, Troy.
Shock it all.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.